Shev Shmaitza, early Yud Shvat. Shmaitza Beis, Perek Yud Zayin. We'll start from... I don't remember what we're up to.
Ah-kasha.
We'll start from Achkasha. Yeah, that's what we're up to also. What do you know? That's amazing. Achkasha. Lefi zeh. Hadomru b'shas, b'hadomru Rebbe Lozer, mandamachshe b'poysel b'vito. That's the sheet of Rebbe Lozer.
This is really going back to the original topic, right? We're not talking about Iggy Wissur anymore. That was the answer to that local problem. Now we're back to
Rabbi Gamliel. I mean, we're talking about Rabbi Gamliel.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's all offshoots of the Magen Mishnah's explanation of Rabbi Gamliel that the reasons, or Rabbi Gamliel, or the din that. The reason she's cautious to say on the Vlad is because he limits it to Safik Mamzer, which is Mutter anyway. And that gives rise to a whole host of problems. What about she, Lagabi Kokoyan? So you have to say a different Cheshbon. I mean, the Magen Mishnah is very, very mitzumtzum, very narrow, very, very, whatever the opposite of expansive is, very, very restrictive, very one case and one case only. And what about different permutations of that case, like Rov Psulim, and what about she, Lagabi Kuna, that's an Issa D'Oraisa, and what about the kid, Lagabi the Kuna, Bitoi, which he didn't even discuss yet, we'll discuss it in the next parak. No, restrictive, it's very narrow, it's very mitzumtzum. So he had this whole thing about Bori, and Bori doesn't help for the child. That's the Machloikas Amor Ibrahim in Rabbi Gamliel. Mandamach Shabo is a nice way of saying Rabbi Gamliel. But she's kosher, she could say the kosher about. So Rabbi Lezer says Manda Machshava Poisul Bebita. And Rabbi Shua, I think it is, Rabbi Yechna, says Manda Machshava Machshava Bebita. So the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Lezer, Vishlama Ihi is Locheskus Kashrus. I will beat the less Locheskus Kashrus. And what is the other Manda Yama hold? That's where the words Cheskus Ha'ei Mahani Labas comes in. But the Shmaitz is bothered by Bavalei Lameimar Ihi Tana Bori Bitoenetanas Bori. If the crux, the nub of Rabbi Gamliel's Shita is the Bori, which the Gemara says a blot later, Olam Le Bori, and which the Shmaitz hung his hat on, that's the Nakuda of Rabbi Gamliel, then that's what the Gemara Lachaira should say in Rabbi Lazar. That she's saying Bori for herself, but for the child, the Bori doesn't help.
Didn't you see the Rav brought one of those Achronim that Dafka asked this kasha on the Shmaisa?
Bavalei Lameimar Iyitana Bori. No.
Didn't they ask the kasha? They said, it says in the Gemara Chazaka, what are you talking about Bori?
No.
I thought that was my. Anyway, okay.
I'll tell you, the Gemara, it's a very interesting sugya, it's a very big sugya. The Gemara at various times says various things. It's very difficult to put all the ingredients together and come out with a clear thing. At different points, the Gemara calls it Bori, the Gemara calls it Eidus, the Gemara talks about Cheskus Kashrus, Tosfos talks about Bedekas Umazane. You have to like. They're dealing with different cases. It's very hard to find a unified field theory for this sugya. The sugya stretches over three blot. It goes into the second perek. The end of Hamadir refers to it also. Very, very yesodistic, a difficult sugya. So, you know, we're not learning sugyas now, we're learning shmaitza. So We'd have the luxury of just focusing on what the Shmaitz is focused on. We don't have to like look at the broader. We're not We're not built for that in this Seder. Akaponim, this is a very nice question, according to the Shmaitzer himself. The Gemara should said he has the mother has a bori for herself, she doesn't have a bori for the child. Remember what got the Shmaitzer into Bori was when there was Roif Pesulim and Boidekas Umazane, making it basically 50-50, or Machzal Machzal Mamish. So then she's Nemer because of Bori. But let's say in your optimum case, not in your worst case scenario, but in your optimum case with his Roif Ksherim. But still now the Shmaitzer has been talking about Gamliel's Machzor, even by Roif Psulim. But let's say it would be Roif Ksherim. So there's also Machlokes from Gamliel Rabbi Shua, same Machlokes. And there, she doesn't have to say Bari. See, Roif Ksherim, according to many, many, many Rishonim, even if she's Nanas, or she doesn't know, she doesn't say Lakoshin of Alti, it's also good, with the Roif. And all this, that's what I mean, there's a lot of mixes in the Gemara. So in the Roif, it's good enough. That's the Balamor Shita.
Why did you bring it post there? Talking about Rabbi Yeshua?
Wait, what?
I'm setting it up. Yeah.
So by Roif Psulim you don't need Bari. Venera, keeping them on the
Roif Ksherim, you don't need Bari.
What did I say?
Roif Psulim.
You're right. Thank you. Roif Ksherim. Venera, and there's still a machlokes. Don't think of Yeshua's Moda. Yeshua's still Cholik. So Venera, keeping them on the Poisel Bebito. That's Rebbe Lozer, who's in Rebbe Gamliel.
Right.
Forget about Rabbi Yeshua's not Moda,
right.
But the Man the Yomar, Man the Machshir, Ba Poisel Bebito is even by Roif Ksherim. In that case also. Venera, keeping the Man the Poisel Bebito, Poisel Afilo Roif Ksherim. Uladas Balamor, Perakama de Ksubis, Roif Ksherim. Afilo loy botku ime nami koshel ram gamliel ayin shom. Ivim kain, so the Gemara, so that's not the crux of Poisel Bebita. Because Poisel Bebita has to work even when there's no bori. In the case, let's say, in your optimum case, of Roif Ksherim, you don't need bori according to the Balamor. And still Rabbi Lezer holds Poisel Bebita. So there has to be a different reason. That's not the reason. My time at the Poisel Bebita, even the Ihinami Ainat Sricha Tainas Bori. Luzek Omar, that the Chazoka plays a role here too, even though there's a Roif Ksherim. I mean, I think ultimately.
The Chazoka from where?
The Cheskos Kashrus of the mother. The mother has a Cheskos Kashrus. Besides the Roif Ksherim, the mother has a Chazoka de Meikara, not a good Jew. It's a different Chazoka. We're talking about a Cheskos Kashrus, like Chazoka de Meikara. You say the word good Jew, it could mean Cheskos Sadekes, that she didn't do anything bad.
What's
she did something
way,
bad. She said, Pnuyah Shazinsa.
What's the difference in it? I'm sorry. I know we said this.
Cheskos Sadekes is more of a chazoka like a rove, like a chazoka of how people act. A chazoka that she wouldn't be do anything bad, like chazoka on Idom Tarech Pasudom Avsida, chazoka Isha Mazana Bodekas and Mazana, chazoka on Idom Tarech Tosmano. There's hundreds of chazokas like that throughout Shas. But the Cheskos Kashrus that we're talking about here in the Gemara is a good old chazoka to Meikara. Cheskos Din, Chazoka de Meikara, she was born, she was Kosher Lekuna. You don't know that she became Posel, so you assume the status quo continues until you know for sure Faker. That's called the regular Chazoka de Meikara, Cheskos Kashrus. Remember, we're dealing with Milas Yuchsin. We're dealing with Chumras and Chumras and Chumras here, or else you could say, well, why do you need the Chazaka for if you have the Rov? Rov's good enough. But that's not such a strong question, because as we've seen before, we're just too many facts being thrown at us, and we're not remembering it. And we'll see later that every Rov is really flawed a little, because maybe she went to him, and it was called Kavur Kamach Tal Machso Dami. So nothing is as simple as it looks. But that's why you would need Chazaka also. Because what the Shemaitre is essentially saying is that even by Rov Ksherim, you still need the Chazaka. The Chazaka plays a role. And that's what the Beloza says. So she is the Chazaka the Kashrus. But the child has no Chazaka the Kashrus, because we're saying maybe the child was born as a apostle to Kahuna. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara doesn't discuss Bari because it's talking about even Roif Ksherim. And Roif Ksherim, he's going with the Balamar, does not need Bari. And therefore the Gemara just talks about the chilek between the mother and the daughter. Remember, this is all according to Rabbi Lazar, that there is a chilek between the mother and the daughter. So the chilek is whether or not there's a cheskos kashrus. Doesn't talk about Bari, because we have to cover the scenario when there is no Bari, when no Bari is needed, like Rav Ksherim.
Even though there's Rav Ksherim, there's Ikvishur according to Shmaisur.
What?
Even though there's Rav Ksherim,
yeah,
according to the Shmaisur, there's Ikvishur, no?
Well, we just talked about it. It's a foreign sentence to me. I don't know.
From the book we just learned previously, yesterday.
Yeah, he mentioned it. Yeah, but what?
No, I'm just saying, even by the Shmaisur, even if you have like a suffix, even a rove, suing the rove.
Not a rove. The rove is also rove ksherim now.
But maybe whatever. She went to him, and it's kibbutz mechzemes.
Well, that's probably, as I said, probably that's why you need the chazaka also. Why you don't say the rove's good enough? Miles Yuchsin, maybe she went to him. There's other factors that would make us need the rove besides having the chazaka. And that would have us needing the chazaka besides having the rove.
Does it matter which one is reinforcing which?
Well, we don't know which, if it would work alone. If neither works alone, and it's only because it's reinforcing the other one, so then it doesn't matter, because either one does not work alone. We're just not sure which. Uladasa Rambam, the Rambam argues with the Balamor in the first parashah in Ksubas, so that he holds that if you have a Rubik Sheir, you also need Tainus Bari. The Das Aram the Bechad Rov Ksherim Tzvichin Tainos Bori Adika Trei Rube. The Rambam holds you have to say Bori unless there's two roves. Two roves would mean most people who live in the city and most people who pass by. It's like, you know, they go to Tachanah Merkazit. So you talk about two roves. The rove people who live in the city and rove people passing through the city. That's what you call two roves. So the Rambam holds it's with two roves that you don't need Bori.
That's called two, really? It's not like really one.
No, that's the case of two roves. It's very hard to find two roves. What do you mean two roves?
Like,
so here you have two roves because you have two shamas, two different groups of people. The people that live there and the people that are passing through.
You guys got two shamas, even though all we're really looking for is ksherim.
Well, as much Rich as you're is. Saying someone in the city was boiled on, so you're looking at the...
Both roves are Rov Ksherim, right?
Yeah. In the Rambam holds, two roves would take away the necessity for the bar.
Since Mamish and Mamish and Lagabe her, it's a Rov Ksherim. You built it because,
yeah,
okay,
we're talking
yeah,
about the need for Bari. According to the Rambam, she still has to say Bari. You need her Bari. Up until which time you have two roves.
How does two roves work? Because it's like a 90%? How does that work?
I don't know. That's like the way to do it.
So when I hit it, I just like, I didn't...
Two roves means that there's, I told you, like concentric circles. There's the rove of the people that live in the town and the rove of the people that pass through the town. You have even for tax purposes or for census purposes, there are always mechalim between people that come there to work and Toshavim and people that live there.
That's because they use two different pieces of information. Here we're only interested in one piece of information.
It's concentric circles, and you need both roles. But when you have both roles, he doesn't have to say Bari. She doesn't have to say Bari, I'm sorry. Ludas Haramam, the Bosochadro, the Bochadro of Ksherim, Trinitine is Bari, Adika Trey Rube. Because of Shom Bekesef Mishnah, the Ludidei Hadi Amrina, Loiteverud, Adika Roif Ksherim, Hainu Trey Rube. Ramam says you always need two rows. When he just ratchets it up a bit.
So if you only have one, then you need Bari.
Right. He says if you have two, you don't need Bari, according to the Rambam. Leiteverut deludi korkos of shom because of mishnah deludi day hoder minim leiteverut da adika roif ksheirim hanu trei rubin kain lamam de poisel bebito hanu nami afilu roif ksheirim hanu trei rubin the body ain't sorg Bari shachikomar ihi. The guy says, but not the daughter, he can't use it's really the same thing, you're just substituting two rows instead of one. According to the Rambam, there's a time when two rows is you need and you don't need the Bari. And once you don't need the Bari, so then we have to deal with the daughter. So we have to say the daughter has no cheskus kashus. Same cheshbon.
In the case when we do use the Bari, we also have two rows of Bari.
Two what?
Rows.
No, you don't. According to the Rambam, when there's two rows, you don't need the Bari.
So all the cases before we've been talking are all talking where you couldn't produce a second row.
Yeah, it's not easy. You have two rows. We tied it in New York, this for sure you have two rows. Because you always have an indigent population, I think it's called, the ones that live there.
And transient.
Then you have the commuters. It's my Mr. Case of the Gemara. So, I don't know if it's Reif Kshem or Reif Psulim. When it comes to the kid not being a mamzer, it's Reif Kshem. When it comes to the kid being really also lovely Bacall, it's also Reif Kshem, it's Reif Goyim. Goyim to make mamzerus. So you might have a row. Very hard, yeah. And who says you go to whole New York? Maybe you go to Brooklyn College.
Because in the end, you're just trying. It's because
you have two rows in Brooklyn College. Maybe, yeah. You have the student population, and then you have.
Why is two rows stronger than one row? I'm almost getting
it. I don't blame you.
Okay,
I don't know. That's a first sugya. It's certainly not. I'm talking about the horizon. It's all in the drabonon of needing. I don't know. Yeah, it helps create a sex maker, maybe.
That's what came to my mind. And we say over there, if it may also in him, so one suffering. Anyway.
Perigit Ches.
Oh.
Well,
Chai. Chai.
Yeah, I feel very chai, yeah. But choose her a more hiksha, but like us, Rambam Behilchais of Hechsherid the Bita Lakuna. We're worried, we look at the Magad Mishnah, and we say, how can you be so restrictive? What about for Kahuna? Like the whole Cheshman is only good for Mamzeris, but. And now it turns out that Chuvus Haramah asks it. The Rambam does not say anywhere, he passes the Gamma Gamliel, but he doesn't say that the boss is kosher.
But he doesn't say the other way either.
But Chuvus Haramah hiksha, b'hod loy kosher Rambam Behilchaisov, Hechshero debito lekuhuna. Even they don't come like Rabbi Yochanan. That the divrei machshir bo machshir bebito. Why doesn't the Rambam say that din? Now remember, with kuhuna you're dealing with an issur d'oraisa. Can't play around with because he's suffering. It's anyway mutter. None of that.
Wait, none of that. For the Rambam.
None of that. I said.
For the Rambam.
Yeah.
Well,
if we go what?
Separate from the Kula. Rambam.
That's true.
Okay. Is it Raisa? Separate from the Kula.
Okay. No. In all of Shas, he's Luchom. In all of Shas, he's Luchom. The Ramah wants to know why the Rambam doesn't paskin the din of machshav or machshav abita. That's all. We paskin like that, man. The Yomar, it's an old. Why doesn't the Rambam paskin that din? Why does Rambam leave it out for?
He left it out. He just didn't say. But by her, he says beferish that she's cooked.
That's the Rabbi Gamliel. The female is born with Reina Lael. In Cain, Toen is Bori. Assuming we're talking about she's tiny Bori, that's where she has to. Either only one robe. If you imagine it's Bobby's Venu Liel and Kay, Tina's buried the Ema of the mother, Loimani Klaal Abita. The Hsher of the Bita, Enuel and Mishum de Lobzoy, Edus of Sherman of Torah, Mishum de Salik Mam Zamutta, which is Santa Lob Sherman of Magid. Right? That's maybe why the Rebbe Magid, that's where the Rebbe Magid's coming from. Im Kain Eloel of Psule Ko. Like Sofik Mamzer, v'nemonos oim lach shabbas l'kal Yisrael. Avelena nemonos lach shabbas l'kal kahuna. Right, according to this current thinking now, taka is not nemon to be machshir shabbas to kahuna. The imkain enu elu l'psulei kol.
Why is that? It would be a suffix derisa l'kula, no?
In the case of mamzer, for sure, because we darsh in a posuk suffix mamzer mut.
By
Kahal
Kahuna,
that she's
the
Raisa.
The
Raisa, she's the Sona.
What? We're
talking about the Rambam? What? Oh, Ikvisur. Don't worry about the Rambam.
No, okay.
I thought our whole place, our whole touch is Rambam.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. That's already, it's a, you're right, so, right? There's no, anyway, it's mutter, because of, yeah, you're with?
I guess, I don't know why it's not, it's like the same thing, it's mutter. What? My Rambam should be mutter, my Kamus is saying,
well, if the Magen Mishnah says that the heter of the Rambam is based, yeah, well, that's just a case. The point is that the Shulchan Aruch Yeridei the point is very simple. According, we're in the Magen Mishnah, and so we're saying Taka, according to the Rambam, there's no reason why the mother should be Nehman to be Machshir Abbas to Kahuna. That's an Issa D'Oraisa. You don't have the Magen Mishnah's Cheshbon, that it's anyway only with the Rabbanon.
Well, I don't get it. By Mamzer, because Safik Mamzer is Mutum in a Torah.
Right.
So that's why you believe it.
On the daughter.
According
but
to the Rambam, the Safik Issa D'Oraisa is Mutum in a Torah also. By Mamzer, it's special possible to say she's going to be running.
This is Angelsund.
He says Ikvisura.
Ikvisura, well, not every Rabbanon, but a so make you.
The
imkain eloel lepsulei kohol, but a menes ayin lachshar abbas lekal yisrael. But ainan a menes lachshar abbas lekal kahuna. But after something, mams a mutim derayta bekal yisrael. The chesiv man devade v'loy mams a sodi.
Oh, he says it.
Avul kahuna areo kashori surei toyer v'asam en atayer kimi dikbei yisura.
Moshe
kusati perikid zayin da psulim lefaneinu. We know that there's psulim in town. Filip Rov Ksherim, keeping the Lashitas of Rambam, Chad Roy Bloy Mahani, Mishim Gzera de Kavua, because maybe he went to her. I'm sorry. Maybe she went to him. The Gabi Kavua, Havali Issa Torah, who goes to Rov, vote to Kavua. From King Hechshera de Bas, and well, the Kohol. Havali Kuna, the Chayra Loy, Adika Trey Rubin. Ubishas, the Omrum, and the Machshebo, Machshebe Bito. Mari beherrscht de Kal Yisrael. Given the Bishas, when Mari had the Kal Yisrael, for Havia Raman, the Vlad Koshal, people think it's Amberoi Psula. Baba got the Rashi before Rashi.
I'm sorry, I didn't father bring in. Last thing you said. Given the Bishas, when Mari had the Kal Yisrael, therefore?
Yeah, so therefore you have to explain why Machsha Bebito. So either because the Vlad Koshal, people think it's Amberoi. Bavogav the Rashi Meforesh Lahach Shabita Lekuna, that's better than the Gemara in that case. Ochem Divri Rav Amagat, Jekotam Dabloy, Eidus HaKoshim Natoira, Niridim Uforis, the Kal Yisrael. Chem Mashem Perkas Ori Yuchsin, Gabi Abashol, Oikori Lishtuki Baduki, Upor Chatrin Echad Ozimno, Rav Gamil, Rav Lezer, Rav Nemenes, Manda Machshim O Machshim Bita. So you see the Gemara is naming on, it works for the Safek Kahuna of a Shtuki. Abashol Mari Mipsulei Kol, the Perkas Ori Yuchsin, Masulei, the Kal Yisrael. Vim kein hach de mach shebo bebito nami le kal Yisrael. Vavu gav de betray Rubi mahani le bita le kuhuna. Loi bina tainas bori betray Rubi. Yudu vishas mai rinami bray psulim. Vim kein al kor chachinu elam vishum dublo yedusa koshim na teira. Sovig mutu na teira vasovig mamzer. Aramu moi mai rinami yakum na mashinam vishas. But for the Rambam to mention that by Trey Rubey, he's not.
What happens in the reverse scenario that according to Rambam? What if you have Trey Rove against it, as opposed to for it? Would the Bari actually work against two Trey Rove?
The Bari work against Trey Rove. It helps for her, would help for her, would help them. The Rashi did before he said, beat the lacuna, before he said, call yourself, because the machine didn't measure from deal, call yourself, have learned the name among the maximum, maximum desire. I told him, okay, that's a deal. Deeper of a man in the forest, call yourself, from which you can solve tea. And the removes the double gun to beat the people, the fool of the kuna, the chesh knows of the mamzer. And the fact that the coming of the high time and I'm to post the call this round just to be consistent. What you're talking about, Chashash Echad, Yuchal Lazer, Loy Lazer, if it's the same thing. I got the cause of the four shore, but three fish in the Tarva Ben Acheros, the Chet Shapirish. I feel the voice of Shapirish Asura, keep the Chet Shnish of the Chanus Asura, can't Chet Shapirish, not me, also, the Lalev and either Rabbonon, Kichucha. Now they leave, there's no road. Again, Hachinami, I forgot the bus, Tzul, the Kuna, the Chesnos, and the Mamzer. I feel the walk in the Kal Yisrael Shari. Again, the Vishnu Seinu, I'm sure, as we have the Chesnos, the Kuna, and the Mamzer, and the Mamzer, and the Kal Yisrael. The Mochi, the Rambam, Bill Kozum, the Hevi, Hesher, Abbas, the Kuna, and the Kal Yisrael. The Hevi, Rambam, Bill Kozum, the Hesher, Abbas, the Kal Yisrael, the Kal Yisrael, there's not enough there to even make us think of the Yisrael Kuna.
The answer is in the end of what?
What?
In the end is the answer is what?
It's not talking about the being a bull and us and the mountain. But you can do that because of the suffering color.
So what is he owned by the body? He is kosher?
Yeah, but there it says.
For the kuna. You know he didn't even know he left it out.
We believe it the same because of the kosher about the because he's scared.
Oh, because he really brought it elsewhere. In the end, he really said, you know? Brought it in Ayo Hilfos Yisrael Biyah.
Okay, we'll stop here.